Okay. Well, you've brought your Raspberry Pi.
Yes, I have.
We have shown Raspberry Pi builds on the show in the past.
Okay, so...
Our viewers are reasonably familiar with the Pi. Some of them have even gone out and bought one. We sell them through our website, cat5.tv/Pi.
Awesome.
You've got yours. Tell us about it.
You know what? Yes, I brought my baby here today, guys, and I'm really excited to show you because it's the new... Raspberry Pi, the third version out, so like the new 3.0.
The Raspberry Pi 3.
It's my baby right now, guys. I got it for Christmas. I came with a kit, and of course, like Robbie just said, you can go online to their store, and you can look at what they have online there.
So did you get like this breadboard and everything? And-
yeah, you know what? I got exactly this, and it's really cool because obviously now it has a 4-core processor,
yeah,
which is absolutely fantastic.
Giga
it has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and of course it comes with its own operating system too. Like it has Raspbian installed, which is kind of like a Linux version smushed together
into a Pi. Yeah, based on Debian.
Yeah, okay.
Which is Linux,
Yeah, and you know what? I've had so much fun, and the best part is that it's made for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a six-year-old just getting into computers wanting to have fun, or if you're a Robbie who knows his way around computers.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I am that Robbie.
You what?
I am that
Robbie. I thought
you
were Bobby.
However,
yes.
This to me introduces new skills, new hobbies, new experimentation and fun.
Oh yeah.
I've mentioned that on the show, you know, we're trying to get more into hands-on, let's learn to do this, let's actually build this and do this.
Exactly.
That's what the Pi represents to me, is the ability to very cheaply be able to start tinkering and start learning electronics, start learning some of these really, really neat things that you can do.
Exactly. And the really, really amazing part about a Pi is that A, they're inexpensive. But as well as the more important part, you said right there, hands-on.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually build things. You can actually do your own projects. And there's pretty much unlimited potential. Like, you could get like an LCD screen with it.
Sure.
You could get
touch
extra RAM.
And turn it into a little, like...
You could do anything with these things, you know? And the cool thing is that you can also work on the programming side, too. Because it comes preloaded nowadays with all this amazing free software. From all skill levels. So obviously, like, you have Python, you have JavaScript, things like that, but you also have other smaller free programs that can start, like...
These are, like, coding languages that
you
can work on the Pi.
Yeah.
Because it is Linux.
Exactly.
But it has these, what are called GPIO headers, and what they do is they allow you to connect, and I see you've got some
here,
stuff
I'll help
connected.
You.
So those connectors there, it looks like an old IDE kind of thing.
Yep.
What is that? What capabilities does that give us, Henry?
Unlimited power. No, that'd be really cool. No, but that, it really does give us so much potential, though, because we're able to plug in switches, lights, all these other amazing things. And with that, you can do the most simple projects. For example, I made like a little stoplight there. It's not working 100% right now. Yeah, you push
a
switch.
Okay, here, let me get in here. Can you tell us a little bit about this particular build? So you're pulling more than just power here.
Yeah, so how it works is that generally right now, you see three LEDs, so you have your red, your yellow, and of course, green. And then,
green,
of course, we have a switch over here.
Okay.
So it's not working quite right now, but when you push the switch, it's supposed to switch in between.
And why is it not? Is this...
I accidentally forgot a resistor at home.
I forgot a
resistor. So, but yeah. So.
I want to get to that point where I just have resistors in my pocket, and I can just hand one to you.
You should, because that would be so much fun. I'd be like, hey... Robbie's here to save the day.
This looks like a lot of fun. How much technical knowledge? Like, one of the things, like, I don't have my head around resistors yet.
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
I can understand relays, and I've built a nice little relay system, which we're going to be looking at on a future episode.
Hey, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, but resistors and things like that, like, how much knowledge do you have in order to start building?
Literally none at all. Like, literally, this is my first time really building... from scratch, like this.
Okay.
And that's the really amazing part, is that there's two categories. Of course, the internet, it's a wonderful place. A lot of free knowledge out there. Watch Category 5, because they talk about Pi a lot.
I'm thinking that we're going to have a lot more features
sponsored,
like that.
Just kidding. No, but it's, again, you can get packages online. Again, look through your store, because there's so many amazing resources. Like, for example, mine came with a little book that gave you example projects, and it goes show... shows you step by step how to actually build it, and it explains everything, right? Ooh. So if we can actually like show them the actual like Python program that's running this right now, they would actually be able to see the code.
So there's actually a program that's running this stoplight?
Yeah, there's an actual code written in Python that's running that stoplight.
Can
right
we
now.
See how that works? Or
yes, we can.
Okay,
we actually have it ready on the Pi.
Nice.
So as you can see, guys, this is the desktop of my Pi, which is absolutely amazing. I love it. There you go.
It's very low resolution. Like it's built for the little touch screen or something like that.
Well, that's a cool thing though, is that it's still very adaptable.
Yeah.
Right. And the amount of power that you have in it can be overkill, but the thing is that you can literally do anything. You can make like a little Wi-Fi router. You can make a media server off this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done a Plex media server.
Hey, there you go.
You can do a search on our website, category5.tv, do a search for Raspberry Pi and see all the things that we've done.
Oh, yeah.
But so I see a lot of script there. So this runs that traffic light? Is this... Well, look at that. LED on, off.
Yeah.
So we've got the GPIO, those pin designations.
Yep. And then it's... And that's the really amazing thing about the education when it comes to Pi, is that you have something that is really simple, but you have all these amazing online projects that it breaks you down step by step.
Okay.
Right? And you're able to go through that. And there's so many great online resources. Heck, even on Reddit, you just search Raspberry Pi.
And is that it? You just kind of do a search for, hey, some beginner projects for Raspberry Pi?
Or exactly.
Is there a particular resource that we should be looking at?
There's quite a few. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously books, check your library, things like that.
Really? They have Raspberry Pi project books at the public
libraries? A lot of libraries that are keeping up with the times are really amazing how they have so many amazing resources for kids nowadays. And especially
kids.
For adults... You know what?
Kids
we all
and
have
kids at heart.
Inside us, you know?
It's funny because some of the things that I got for Christmas, because I'm trying to learn these kinds of things, electronics and how it actually works really at its core.
Exactly.
Say for ages 6 and up or ages 8 and up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if we don't have that knowledge, no, it's for me.
Well, it's crazy though because
it's a funny thing.
You look at kids nowadays though, and you see a 4-year-old who knows more about an iPhone than a lot of other people out there, right?
But take it apart. They don't know necessarily what makes it
tick.
Oh,
this thing's flashy. And again, this is where a project like this can come in handy.
Right.
Literally, you use your hands, right? So I think it's a great education tool.
Sure.
And I mean, like, I'm so excited for the next decade. I'm sorry, I'm a huge optimist.
Yeah, and when we talk about education, we're not just talking about schools. Like, I could see doing these kinds of projects with my kids.
Exactly.
And really see it. Mm-hmm. And with the breadboard, what's cool about that, too, is that you're not permanently soldering this thing together. This is something that, you know, you're able to pull it apart and build the next one.
Exactly. You can do a project. You want to try it all over again. Okay, just rip it apart and start over.
Cool.
And that's the cool thing is that, again, you can make sure it works before you solder everything and you can't take it apart.
Right,
anymore,
okay.
Right?
And
so
then you
save
could
some
build
money.
A PCB. So where do you get the parts? I mean, you can get them through our affiliate link, our partner link for Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
Here in Barrie, Ontario, we are absolutely blessed to have a store called Say Al. And Say Al is like the Radio Shack of old. Like you go
That's
in
awesome.
And it is row after row of resistors and relays and everything else. Mm. It is paradise for a tinkerer. But you know, where would you buy parts? Is that what you do here?
Yeah. You know what? A lot of local tech stores have amazing parts.
Yeah.
I also look at, like I said before, a lot of kits because, again, they might have things catered towards. So like example, there might be like 7 different projects. Like, I heard somebody in the chat, talking about like the magic mirror idea. How we've seen those projects where they take the mirror. Thank you very much for mentioning that, by the way. How you take a mirror and then you make it a smart mirror. So it's like it gives you the time, the weather, things like that. And I'm pretty sure there should be kits out there that can... I'm surprised if there weren't. If there aren't kits out there, somebody make a kit because that would sell very fast.
Sure. Might be fun to actually... that's the plan.
That's a hint.
Yeah, head on over to our website, category5.tv, and you can actually click on support us and then our partner links. Through our partner links, Amazon is a great resource for these kinds of trinkets and things.
They have so many kits.
And kits. Like, do a search for kits for Raspberry Pi. It's amazing. But also, if you want to buy a Pi, if you haven't got yours yet, cat5.tv/Pi. We've got a lot of accessories. We've got the kits themselves to get you started. And then as we evolve these kinds of projects on the show, we'll be able to, you'll be able to follow along with those kits as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for bringing that in, Henry. And
thanks for having it.
That's a lot of fun. Very cool. Yeah.